Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" The Passover was a big event in Israel. The people would embark to Jerusalem year after year after year for one purpose: to offer a sacrificial lamb. It was a remembrance of God's salvation from their former slavery in Egypt. And so, with very few exceptions, the entire nation, the entirety of all of the people who lived in Israel, would travel to Jerusalem so that blood could be poured on their behalf. And even after the blood is poured and the sacrifice was given at the temple, they would then take the meat of that sacrifice back to their homes, where it would be roasted, or to a room, much like Jesus, right? Where that lamb would then be roasted and eaten. The bread to be consumed was always unleavened at the meal. Why? Well, because when Israel had to leave Egypt, they didn't have time to wait for their bread to rise. They had to leave with haste. God also commanded them to eat what is called bitter herbs, whatever those are. So year after year, again and again, the people of Israel would return to the altar of sacrifice and to the table of sacrifice to remember God's salvation. But it wasn't just a remembrance. It wasn't simply some sort of outward act that would then remind them of what God had done in the past. But it was an expression of their faith. It was an expression that they knew that God had saved them, and that he would continue to provide forgiveness and life to them, which he did. Because the Passover wasn't the only sacrifice they ever made in Jerusalem. For all sorts of sins and all different kinds of occasions, they would have to travel back to Jerusalem to the altar of the Lord. And thereby they had God's favor. It's no coincidence that Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper during the Passover, during this feast of unleavened bread. He would certainly have consumed that lamb, that roasted lamb. He probably even took a sacrifice to the temple and brought it back to this upper room. And then he has the bread there, and he has the herbs, and of course he has the wine, right? And more importantly, however, is that he doesn't do this alone. He doesn't go to the upper room and have his disciples prepare this whole Passover meal, and then they have to go off somewhere else. No, he gathers his disciples with him for this very special meal. And in fact, he clues them into the fact that he himself is about to be the lamb that is sacrificed. The bitterness will be his own, because his friends were about to abandon him. He was about to be flogged and tortured by crucifixion. And probably the ultimate bitterness of all is that God's wrath would be against his firstborn son. That even though in Egypt, when the people of Israel left, the angel of death passed over all the firstborn in Israel, but not so for Jesus. The firstborn son of God would die. But before this, he takes the bread and he explains to his disciples, "This is my body." And the wine that he shares with them, he tells them quite plainly, "This is my blood of the covenant." Much like that covenant that God made with the people of Israel at Sinai, where the blood had to be spilled both against the altar and against the people. And here it is poured out for you in a new covenant, a better covenant. A covenant that will never pass away. The 12 are there. And honestly, we can't help but wonder why. Because they don't deserve it. We remember our text from just a week or two ago, and James and John who try to attain positions of power during Holy Week. Jesus, grant us to sit one at your right and one at your left. Do you think the bitterness of that amongst the other disciples has left by now? I'm sure they're still resented for it. Peter, who had confessed him as the Christ, will deny him in just a few short hours. And of course, Judas Iscariot of all people. Jesus says that one of you who eats with me, one of you who is eating this very meal that I have given for your blessing, one of you is going to betray me. Jesus has returned to this Passover table with this little band of disciples who don't deserve it at all. But Jesus freely gives. Because this little band of 12 disciples has become Jesus' family. Sins and all, Jesus loves these men. We're not all that different. We've come here, sins and all. Do we deserve it? No. Sins against God in thought, word, and deed, by what we've done and by what we've left undone. It's not simply a remembrance of what Jesus has done for us. But Jesus loves you. You are his family. He has gathered you into this place, not just so you can remember him, but so that you can receive him. The very same body and blood that was crucified and risen for you will be in your mouth to forgive your sins and to strengthen you. Today, Jesus invites you to return to the table, to return to this forgiveness, to something that only God can give. And it's not just tonight, but throughout the year, over and over and over again, Jesus gives us himself. What greater gift is there? We're all gathered here, not as perfect Christians, but as those who come with humble and contrite hearts. Those who recognize that we don't deserve a lick of what Jesus has done for us, but also recognizing that he does it for us anyway. Because, my friends, we are far more sinful than Peter or James or John, and we're certainly just as sinful as Judas. But Jesus loves us anyway. He knows our sin more intimately than we know it ourselves, and he invites you to come and eat because you're his family. My friends, to everyone outside the church, to everyone out there in the world, it looks so simple. You're not going to receive much. A little tiny wafer of bread, maybe just half ounce, maybe a quarter ounce of wine. It doesn't look like much, but it's one of the most profound and one of the most blessed gifts that God has ever given his church. It's something that God wants us to make frequent use of. For with a little bread and a little wine, you receive the Lamb of God, the Lamb of sacrifice who took the bitterness of God's wrath and punishment for you. And while especially tonight we thank God for this gift and this meal that he gives to us, this isn't the only time he wants you to receive it. Return to this earthly Jerusalem, to this altar, and to this table again and again and again to receive your Lord and Savior for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.